father, I now bring to you these men, my messengers. From among our children on earth, I have chosen these 12 to go forth to represent me as I came forth to represent you. Love them and be with them as you have loved and been with me. And now, my father, give these men wisdom as I place all the affairs of the coming kingdom in their hands. And I would, if it is your will, tarry on earth a time, held them in their labors for the kingdom. And again, my father, I thank you for these men, and I commit them to your keeping while I go on to finish the work you have given me to do. Of my father's kingdom, you have thereby become a class of men, separate and distinct from all other men on earth. You are not now as men among men, but as the enlightened citizens of another and heavenly country, among the ignorant creatures of this dark world. It is not enough that you live as you were before this hour, but henceforth must you live as those who have tasted the glories of a better life and have been sent back to earth as ambassadors of the sovereign of that new and better world. Of the teacher, more is expected than of the pupil. Of the master, more is exacted than of the servant. Of the citizens of the heavenly kingdom, more is required than of the citizens of the earthly rule. Some of the things which I am about to say to you may seem hard, but you have elected to represent me in the world, even as I now represent the Father. On earth, you will be obligated to abide by those teachings and practices which are reflective of my ideals of mortal living on the worlds of space, and which I exemplify in my earth life of revealing the Father who is in heaven. I send you forth to proclaim liberty to the spiritual captives, joy to those in a bondage of fear, and to heal the sick in accordance with the will of my Father in heaven. When you find my children in distress, speak encouragingly to them. Saying, happy are the poor in spirit, humble, for theirs are the treasures of of the kingdom of heaven. Happy are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Happy are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And even though you speak to my children these further words of spiritual comfort and promise. Happy are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Happy are they. They shall receive the spirit of rejoicing. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. My brethren, as I send you forth, you are the salt of the earth. Salt with a saving savor. If the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all who are in a house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and be led to glorify your Father who is in heaven. kingdom. And if you go forth to proclaim the glad tidings, put your trust in the Father whose messengers you are. Forcibly resist injustice, put not your trust in the arm of the flesh. If your neighbor smites you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Be willing to suffer injustice rather than to go to law among yourselves. In kindness and with mercy, minister to all who are in distress and in need. I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who despitefully use you. And whatsoever you believe that I would do to me, do you also to them. Upon the good. Likewise, he sends rain on the just and the unjust. You are the sons of God. Even more, you are now the ambassadors of my Father. Shall be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. You are commissioned to save men, not to judge them. At the end of your life, you will all expect mercy. Mistake of trying to pluck a mote out of your brother's eye. When there is a beam in your own eye, having first cast the beam out of your own eye, you can the better see to cast the mote out of your brother's eye. Discern the truth clearly. Live the righteous life fearlessly, and so shall you. I've heard it said, if the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall into the pit. If you would guide others into the kingdom, you must yourselves walk in the clear light of living truth. Business of the kingdom, I exhort you. trample your gems underfoot and turn to rend you. I warn you against false prophets who will come to you in sheep's clothing, while on the inside they are as ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but the corrupt tree bears evil fruit. Bring forth good fruit is presently hewn down and cast into the fire. I will be compelled to say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who are false teachers.